What's up, fellas? Welcome back. We're just going to pretend like the last 3 months that I disappeared did not happen. I totally did not disappear. I've been here this whole time. What are you talking about? I've been dropping episodes left and right. It's been a wild and wacky past few months, man. What can I say? I've just been kind of dealing with some personal shit, some depression, you know, all the good stuff. That's how it goes. It was like a few weeks before the album dropped, I just started going through this real bad depressive episode, and then things just kept piling up, like the tour got canceled, and I just felt like I let you guys down, and I just didn't want to exist, and life sucked, you know? But I'm feeling a lot better now. That time away that I took, it was really vital for my mental health, man. It allowed me to sort of break through what I've been dealing with, and I just feel a lot more motivated now, just with all this stuff that I've been dealing with, like, personally, and also just career-wise and stuff. Like, all this stuff, it's a motivator for me, man. I'm not gonna roll over and just accept defeat, like, oh man, I suck, I should just cease to exist. No, I'm gonna keep fucking moving, that's the whole point. And I would encourage you guys to do the same. Like, if you're going through a rough patch, just keep moving, and use it as fuel to the fire. And even with everything going on, you know, I do have to say, I still love you guys. I still appreciate you guys. You guys have changed my life in ways that I you know, can't ever repay back to you. And that's something that I'm never going to take for granted. You know, all this music stuff, this whole journey has been fucking insane. It's been fucking awesome. And I want it to keep going as long as possible. I want to keep making you guys happy. I want to make sure that the music is fire. And yeah, so all I can say, you know, just let's fucking go. Let's keep moving. So, what's been going on in my world? I sort of became an animator overnight, which was pretty cool. I've been putting together the new Little Revive album, and it's called Hellraiser. And I wanted to make like a little simple visualizer type thing that was animated. And I started doing it, and I ended up just animating the whole album, basically. And I've seen a few tweets from people who are assuming that it's a metal album. It's not a metal album. I'm working on one, but it's not for this project. This is the like more typical Little Revive sound. It's not as aggressive as Grim Peaks 3. It's like the way how I would describe it is kind of like a blend between Grim Peaks 1 and Grim Peaks 2. I got my boy James Lightner back on the vocal effects as well. He was the guy who did the vocal effects for Grim Peaks 1 and 2, so he'll be doing this album as well. And I didn't realize it until I was, like, in the middle of working on this project, but, man, I miss writing that, like, edgy type shit. It definitely feels so much more therapeutic to me just to get that, those, like, emotions and feelings out. Because I felt like when I was doing more of the pop stuff with Josh A., it was like I was kind of keeping my dark thoughts bottled up. And now with it, I feel like I'm just moving in a more, like, fuck you type attitude towards society and shit. Because, I mean, let's just be honest, man. Society fucking sucks. The people who control our laws are owned by massive corporations. Meanwhile, people my age and younger all want to be TikTok stars. It's terrible. It's a hellscape. And, like, with making happy sort of, like, pop music and stuff, I was having a good time with it at first, but I think now, if I continue to do that, it just wouldn't be me. It would just be too dishonest. It wouldn't be how I really feel at this point in my life. And I was tweeting about this about a week ago. I was pretty much just saying that you can't push away all the darkness and chaos. You have to embrace the chaos in order to find happiness, to be truly happy. It's all about finding a balance, man. You can't go in the complete opposite direction either. You can't just stay in darkness. There is a fine line that you have to be walking. So yeah, I guess that's my long-winded way of saying that I'm getting close to being done with this Little Revive album, and it'll have, like, on YouTube, it'll be fully animated. Another thing I wanted to talk about is, for anybody who was, like, a avid listener of the podcast, or who kept up with what I was talking about in it, I used to say that there was, like, the super secret thing that I was working on that I couldn't tell you guys about yet, but it's finally here. It finally happened. I'm getting my own YouTubes, man. It's it's fucking crazy. I would have never imagined that, you know, me just piddling paddling on the laptop in FL Studio would result in me having my own, like, action figure type shit. It's cool as fuck, man. And the way how I see it, man, is this is not just a win for me and my own stupid, like, ego vanity stuff. This is a win for us. This is a win for the community. Like, think about where I was like 5 to 7 years ago, just some kid in the bedroom making beats, and through you guys collectively, like you guys have built all this stuff into something so much bigger, and it just continues to get bigger as well, and that's like I'm so grateful, and like I view this as like a trophy of what, you know, you guys can accomplish, basically. A funny story about the U2s as well is, like, I was originally going to be posting about it on Twitter and stuff. Like, I was going to show pictures of the prototype that I have. And the problem is that, like, a few months back, I was moving it to a different room, and I dropped it, and I fucking broke it. I broke the prototype, dude. I think it's just how they make the prototypes. Like, it's not as sturdy as the final version or whatever. But I do have a new one coming in that I'm gonna be posting about whenever it arrives in the mail. But yeah, I would definitely say, you know, if you guys want to get this U2s, I personally just think it's a cool thing just to like show what the community is capable of, like what you guys are capable of doing. It's so sick, and also not only just like what you guys are capable of in the sense of like building me up, but like also just as a sign of like what you can do yourselves with your own careers and stuff. Like if there's any musicians out there, any creatives, any type of person who like wants to do something, you know, and it could even be, you know, being an engineer or some shit, like whatever you put your mind to, you can do, and you can you can do big things with it. I'm trying my hardest not to sound like a self-help guru or something, but like you guys get what I'm saying, that, you know, you can put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything, you got this. So aside from that, the other thing that I've been working on in my little absence, I guess you could call it, is I'm trying to figure out the right way to build this podcast and like how I want to move forward like from this point on. And what I'm thinking, the first thing I want to do is to get a proper video set built. I've been like sketching stuff. I've been figuring out how I want to do it. And I think the best route is that like, I basically just need to buy some property and get a workshop, like a warehouse built on it. And then that way I can kind of do everything. I can have a music studio in there. I can have a little podcast video set up. And then, what I'd also love to do is to build like a proper music video sort of station where I can film my music videos like in front of a green screen. I can build sets, do stuff like that. Like I've been watching a lot of videos on using virtual production, and I think that would be like really sick for music videos, and that would be like a much faster way to get music videos out, because like doing it through like a crew and stuff, it works, but it's also just irritating, and I hate working with people and trying to do it. Like I love doing shit on my own and making shit on my own, and that's like what I'd want to do is to make like cool music videos with 3D environments and make like some real life anime type shit, you know. So yeah, that's my first step, is just getting like a video like space where I can add video to the podcast. And then after that, I want to find a co-host for the podcast, because as fun as it is for me to just sit and talk to myself like a crazy person, I feel like it would be a lot more interesting to like be talking to people and like arguing with people or just having a conversation and stuff. I think that would be more interesting for people to listen to than just me, you know, drone on about bullshit. And with that, like if I do bring on a co-host, I sort of want to change up the podcast from me just talking about movies and TV shows and stuff. I want to move more towards like stuff going on in the world, and also like music related true crime. I feel like that would be a really sick topic for a podcast, because there's so many like true crime podcasts, but there's no real true crime podcast out there about like musicians breaking down music related true crime stuff. I just think that would be like a unique take, and it turns out there's a ton of music related true crime cases. Like there's a ton of stuff. Like there's the Satanic Panic, Charles Manson, even the whole conspiracy of Kurt Cobain's death, like Tupac and Biggie. There's so much stuff that you can talk about with it, and that's kind of what I want to move into, and like what also just interests me as well. So yeah, I mean, that stuff, it's going to take some time, just because it's going to take a while for me to get moved, build a warehouse, all that stuff, you know, get the equipment for like the video set and all that. That's going to take some time, but like, until then, what I'll probably be doing is, like, keeping the podcast how it is for now and maybe bringing in a co-host, and it's just audio only until I, like, get properly moved and set up with everything. But yeah, so with all the stuff going on in my life out of the way, let's dive into what I wanted to sort of talk about with this episode. I wanted to talk about TikTok. You know, you guys probably haven't heard of it. It's this crazy underground app that no one's ever heard of. So I'm sure if you're a fan of mine, you're probably in the age range that uses the app the most. And I just wanted to pop in, give my completely unsolicited opinion, which is basically just delete that shit. Delete it. I used to be a TikTok zombie myself, man. I'd find myself scrolling for hours on end, just completely dead-faced, breathing out of my mouth. It's kind of like you're in a trance, and the way the app is designed, it's set up the same exact way that slot machines at casinos are designed. With slot machines, you're spinning it, hoping to get money out of it, and with TikTok, you're scrolling, hoping to get dopamine out of it. And, well, like, the way out slot machines keep you spinning is by giving you, little hits of money. Like, you get smaller and smaller rewards and stuff, and then maybe you'll get a jackpot. And that's the same way how TikTok operates. It gives you little hits of dopamine. Like, you get a short, funny video, you laugh, you scroll. You get an okay video, you scroll. Another okay video, you scroll. You just keep scrolling in hopes you'll find another good video. But the little dopamine hit that it gives you is not, like, great enough to make you just stop looking at the app. You keep going because you want to keep on getting that little hit of dopamine. And you can see videos of people at casinos with that same exact facial expression. They're in that same exact trance-like state on the slot machines. And here's an article that highlights a study on TikTok. The quote says, "A 2021 study on TikTok-specific neurological effects examined how Douyin China's TikTok equivalent affects Chinese college students' brains. It found that watching personalized algorithm-selected videos activates reward centers in the brain much more than watching random videos that haven't been chosen specifically for the user. Brain scans of students who use the app regularly revealed addiction-like responses, and some research subjects lacked enough self-control to stop watching. If you are watching TikTok for long periods of time, it may lead to problems with attention, concentration, and short-term memory." There's also an article from Forbes where a doctor goes into it, and she says, "In psychological terms, it's called random reinforcement. It means sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and that's exactly how these platforms are designed. They're exactly like a slot machine. Well, the one thing we know is slot machines are addictive. We know there's a gambling addiction, right? But we don't often talk about how our devices and these platforms and these apps do have these same addictive qualities baked into them." So basically, the gist of this is, you're rotting your brain on this shit. And I don't mean to sound like, you know, "Oh, technology bad," or "old man yells at cloud." Like, all I'm saying is, like, this stuff is proven not to be good for your mental health. I think something could also be said about, you know, getting constantly barraged with short form content. That's probably leading to some kind of identity issues for people, because you're getting hit with like 50 million different opinions and ideologies and lifestyles all at the same exact time. And I'm not saying all this stuff to, like, shame you into deleting TikTok or whatever. Like, if you're going to use it, you're going to use it. Just be aware of what you're doing to yourself, basically. And I'm also very well aware that it's not just TikTok. Every other app is doing this shit. They're all changing their UI to try to emulate TikTok. So yeah, that's my little rant. It's been in the back of my mind for a while. I've kind of wanted to get this off my chest so I can stop thinking about it. But yeah, at the very least, like, if you're not going to delete it, if it's too addictive, if you can't let it go, I would recommend, at the very least, like, change your algorithm on there to where you're getting, like, educational shit. You're not just getting pure form entertainment, you know, like try to get, like, learn from it at least. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason why you don't really see me posting much on TikTok. I haven't posted anything in, like, months. So yeah, I mean, I might post stuff here and there, but literally the way how I use it is like download the app, upload the video, delete the app, and then go about my business. that's like how I view it. But yeah, in terms of, like, pop culture and stuff, you know, like, what's going on in the world, all that. I mean, the Queen died. There were some hilarious memes about it. You know, it always sucks when anybody dies, but Jesus Christ, the memes were on fire. And, like, if it was anybody else, I would have been like, whoa, guys, take it easy, man. But, I mean, like, even with all the atrocities and historical shit aside, like, what's up with the royal family and Jeffrey Epstein? Like, just Google it. Like, what's up with that? And as for entertainment stuff, I just haven't really been watching anything lately. Like, the last thing I watched was The Boys Season 4, and that was really good. But as for, like, Marvel and Disney stuff, Star Wars stuff, I don't know. I've kind of fallen out of love with, like, Disney in general, like, that whole machine and stuff. It just feels too consumerist for me, and there's, like, no standard of quality, I guess. I don't know. It's hard for me to watch it, just, like, especially seeing, like, the She-Hulk twerking thing. Like, I mean, I'm not upset by it. I'm starting to understand that a lot of the stuff that's being made now it's just not made for somebody like me, I think. I think where my head is at with entertainment lately is, like, I kind of feel burnt out by content that's coming from multi-billion dollar corporations. You know, just from, like, stuff that has no soul in it. It's from, like, a boardroom of people. I'm more interested to see something from, like, a independent filmmaker or, like, underground type shit. Because, dude, I'm getting so tired of seeing shows that are made for either, like, a meme or just so it can be clipped on Twitter and it can be a Twitter moment, you know? That's, like, how they're making shows now. Like, is it too much to ask to, like, watch a show or a movie and genuinely feel some type of sick, you know, cool emotion as opposed to just being, like, advertised to by whatever company wants to throw money at Disney? Like, I don't know. Like the whole She-Hulk thing, it was straight up just Meg Thee Stallion's label just hit up Disney, like, please, can we advertise? She's gonna drop some new music or whatever. I can't wait to watch the next season of Mandalorian and see Baby Groot kill somebody and then hit the gritty, so that way it can just trend on Twitter, and that's as far as the show goes. But I'll try my best not to be super pessimistic. In terms of optimism, A really good film that I saw recently was Nope by Jordan Peele, and yeah, it was great. I'm really glad we're getting monster movies again, because, dude, I was so tired of, like, ghost movies. Every single horror movie, it's just a constant streamline of ghosts, man. I'm tired of the ghosts. Get rid of them. But if you look back at, like, the history of horror movies and how it works, like on a societal basis, it's kind of cool. In the 30s, like, through the 40s, we had a lot of monster movies where almost every horror movie was a monster movie, like Dracula, Wolfman, The Mummy, Plan 9 from Outer Space, The Thing. And the reason for that was because of the Great Depression and World War II. We created these monsters to kind of, like, reflect the uncontrollable horrors that we were feeling on a daily basis. You know, like, society was kind of crumbling with the Great Depression, and then with World War II, there was the Axis versus the Allies. You didn't know if one day your way of life could just, you know, vanish, or, like, your country would be invaded. So our idea of horror back then was reflecting a big bad, this, like, big giant unstoppable force that, you know, you had no idea or control, or like, you didn't know what was going to happen. And then after that time period, we started to have this sort of existential crisis where it was no longer about this big bad monster. It was more like, wait, are we the bad guys? And through that, we get films like Psycho, Night of the Living Dead, Rosemary's Baby, where there's no real monster this time. It's just straight up people. Like, with Psycho, that was the first big horror movie that had the villain as just a dude. And that was a time where, like, culturally in the U.S., that was where we started to look within and like, look at each other as the possible bad guy. It's no longer this outside force. And then in the 80s, which is, in my opinion, like, the best era for horror, that's, like, what inspired the whole Little Revive shit. Like, I wanted to make my own sort of slasher guy. But yeah, like, we start to see a comeback for monster movies in the 80s, but they're just in the form of slashers. Like, if you look at Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Pinhead, Chucky, like, they're clearly all monsters, but we just call them slashers. And the reason for them making a comeback is the Cold War in the 80s. You know, those pesky, spooky outside forces had to make a comeback in the 80s, you know, and you could also, I guess you can make an argument that Chucky is an allegory for, like, capitalism or consumerism, but I guess just to prevent me from droning on about this too long, I'll just keep it simple. So after that, in the 90s and 2000s, we kind of went back to looking within. Like, we had slashers, but they were human slashers instead of just, like, all-out monsters. That's, like, Scream, Saw, The Devil's Rejects, The Strangers. And a reason for that is because we started to see, like, really bad brutality within the U.S. in terms of, like, school shootings, Columbine, that type of stuff. And then in the 2010s, it was, like, the decade of the ghosts, you know? Like, I don't really know why we gravitated towards that yet. I haven't really looked into it too much. And then as we're going into this new decade, I think the reason that we're getting movies like Nope or Halloween, where there's, like, a, you know, big bad monster or a slasher, I think the reason that we're getting... we're moving back into that again is due to like COVID. I think COVID is playing a big part in that. And my bad for going on this long-winded rant about horror movies, but I just find it so fascinating how horror movies reflect where society is at any given point in history. It's kind of cool. I've read a lot about it, but maybe at some point I'll dive into like a full episode of this where I can like break it down in a lot more detail than me just kind of rambling right now. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode. I didn't really have a whole lot of bells and whistles to throw at you. I just sort of wanted to come back and get into the swing of things, you know, get back on the podcast grind. So yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one.